AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Kent, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, says he is resigning. In a social media post, Kent said he cannot in good conscience back the Trump administration's war in Iran and oppose no imminent threat to the U.S. Kent claims pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby started the war. Israel says some top Iranian officials are dead. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this morning we eliminated Ali Larijani. Ali Larijani is the boss of the Revolutionary Guards, which is the gang of gangsters that actually runs Iran. We also eliminated the commander of the Bajas alongside him. These are the gangsters' assistants who spread terror on the streets of Tehran and other cities of Iran against the population. He also said General Golam Reza Soleimani was killed. The Israeli military also announced new attacks across Tehran and strikes on Hezbollah militants in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The lines are getting longer at security at airports. Flights are also getting canceled or delayed because of weather.
The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights have been canceled. Travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown that began February 14th has added pressure on staffing at security checkpoints. TSA union leaders say that TSA workers are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts, saying they would like a paycheck, not a rain check. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Vatican Appeals Tribunal has declared a mistrial in the Holy See's big trial of the century. It's a stunning blow to Pope Francis's legacy and Vatican prosecutors who had prosecuted a cardinal and several other people on alleged financial crimes. This is AP News. The AP's Mike Hempen reports on St. Patrick's Day, a fleet of pubs on wheels is bringing a taste of Ireland to New England.
The business began during the pandemic when brothers Craig and Matt Taylor started building an authentic-looking pub in a driveway. The Wee Irish Pub is a miniature Irish pub on wheels that's used for parties across New England. Craig Taylor says people enjoy it because of the atmosphere.
I think you're connecting to Ireland, so if you have some Irish heritage, you know, when the lights go down at night, it's definitely you could be anywhere and you feel like you're in Ireland.
Mark Cote recently hosted the pub in his Andover driveway.
Biggest surprise is how many people we can get in here. It actually helps with the atmosphere and we play music and the authentic feel of it.
The Wee Irish Pubs travel from March through December, serving as the centerpiece of St. Patrick's celebrations, bachelor parties, and family gatherings. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.